Tank Talk is officially on Team Redcon 1. Stay at your highest state of readiness with the fastest growing supplement company in the United States of America, Redcon 1. Redcon offers a multitude of products to make sure you're energized and feel at your best with their Total War pre-workout, Redcon 1 energy drinks, protein, and more. And as a bonus to feeling energized and at your best, use our promo code TANKTALK at checkout to receive 20% off your next order. Hey yo, are you sick and tired of sitting around on the couch or the bar stool and missing out on the live action? Well, look no further. We got you covered with the help of the official ticketing partner of the Tank Talk podcast, SeatGeek. SeatGeek lets you know what seats are absolute crop and what seats are the best in the house with their unique deal score feature, as well as offering the best ticketing prices in the market. Use promo code TANKTALKPOD, all caps, no spaces, at checkout and get $20 off your first purchase. Download SeatGeek on any iOS or Android devices and go out there and experience the live action of any big game today.
Go Raptors! Yeah!
The following podcast is recorded and produced by Emerge, a Media Creators Co-op, in affiliation with the network at bicbp-radio.com.
What's up, dude, and welcome back to the Tank Talk Podcast. This is Tank and Terry speaking into a microphone here out of Emerge Media Creators Co-op. And ladies and gentlemen, Super Wild Card Weekend. Depending on who you ask, wasn't that super and wasn't that wild. There was one close game within one score, and that was it. The favorites just smacked everybody around.
Besides one.
And that's the game I was talking about.
They got the smacking
3-point game. But before we get into everything here, hopefully everyone had a great weekend.
Yeah,
we have a phenomenal slate of NFL football coming up for the division round. And if you ask me, I think the division round of NFL playoffs is the best round of any playoff in sports. That's just me. You let me know how you feel about that in the chat. But nonetheless, if your team moved on, here we go. Super Bowl bound.
Yeah.
Team got eliminated. Oof. Good luck next year.
See you later.
But according to some of the Chargers fans on our TikTok, some are happy, some aren't too happy, and there's a lot of people making fun of the Chargers.
What is there to be happy about?
I tell you what, yeah. I don't know. We'll get into that when we bring up TikTok, and we got some news about TikTok. Might have a funeral here today. College Football National Championship is set. Notre Dame football taking on Ohio State on the 20th. OHIO.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Ohio.
Whole 9 yards. People are questioning my fandom. They're saying at work, I'm a bandwagon fan.
Can't confirm he had sweatshirts.
They said, listen. You're an Ohio State fan. You're a Lakers fan. You're a Yankees fan. Let me assume you're a Cowboys fan. Nah. Not me. They're just jealous. That's it. And especially when Ohio State wins the national championship game. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
We'll get into that as well. There's a lot going on in the NFL world, sports world as a whole. We just want to send our T's and P's out to everybody in Los Angeles. The fire is getting nasty. It's getting really bad out there. So if you're in the L.A. area, Chargers. T's and P's to you. Hopefully you're all good and you're safe out there. But hopefully we can distract you for a little bit here. So – by doing that, there's plenty of NFL head coaching updates. Some fans want their coach out of town. They want new coaches in. We'll get into all that and more. But let's quit beating around the bush and cut that bench down. To my left, I'm joined by the one and only brother, Bren.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, dude? How's your weekend?
We're good. You know, went to a football game. Just a football game, you know.
We had boots on the ground. That's crazy.
Yeah. Just one?
Yeah, just one, you know.
Those games 3 days in a row. You only went to one?
Yeah, couldn't go to all of them.
Come on, bruv.
Got some big football guys, but can't be everywhere at once.
Exactly.
Even though there was football from Thursday all the way to last night.
Thursday to Monday.
We had hell of a run.
Yeah, I forgot there was a game on yesterday. I was watching Raw. I was like, oh, shit. Turn it on. 24-6. Turn right back. So
were you surprised?
Kinda.
Oh.
Like, I if you know from last week, we figured they were going to win, but not like that.
No, I mean, it's kind of tough for the Vikings. Insane how a couple weeks ago we were talking about how, you know, they're one of the most slept-on 14-win teams ever. They're one game away from having a bye week, and guess what? Boom, just gone, just like that.
Could have used it.
Sam Darnold probably getting 150 mil. Boom, gone, just like that.
Most Minnesota year ever. Oh, yeah, 14-2. We go to the playoffs, boom, lose.
Yeah. So how about you? Like, what's going on in Brother Brent's life? Everything good? How's
everything we're saying not. Trying to get through the cold, you know?
It's fucking freezing.
Yeah.
It's fucking freezing.
Listen,
there.
Just football, wrestling, and trying to make it out winner, you know?
That's right. And to his left.
Speaking of hate, we were just talking about Beyonce.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Is her music a little overrated? That's what they're saying on Twitter.
What? I've not seen any of this.
It's all getting carried by name value. And then we were talking Rihanna.
Yeah, Beyonce. Yeah, I asked him. Rihanna or Beyonce? So I'm going to ask you, Rihanna or Beyonce?
Just so we're talking grand scheme of things?
Just overall, pick one.
Overall.
Everything.
That's tough, bro.
This is an easy one for me.
Because this table right here,
we're locked.
We agreed.
Yeah.
You're Rihanna.
Don't worry about what we are.
Yeah,
are
you? We're worrying about you right now.
Well, just from what...
Pick a side and stay there.
Jeez. I got to play the smart, bro.
You don't. This is your opinion.
You're allowed to say whatever
you
want.
I'm trying to think of hits. Please don't stop the music. Everyone's hating on Beyonce because they're saying her country is not country. What makes it not country?
But what makes it country?
She says, like, yeehaw and stuff like that.
She's got a little slang to it.
She wears a cowboy hat.
It's country to me.
That's it.
It's country to me.
Okay, so your answer.
Yeah, the
beat. He's trying to deflect here.
What happened to cutting the bush down? What happened to
that? Around the bush.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm beating around that thing. I ain't gonna lie to you.
This man's picking up leaves.
Swerving in that corner over there.
Bending the corner.
Give me Beyonce.
Brother. And looks like there goes our Fenty sponsorship. Yeah, right out the window.
On. We got Rihanna over
here. We're rocking Rihanna table over here all day. Every day.
No, I got Rihanna.
You can't change your answer. No.
You
I got
the same.
There it goes. What? It's the quick. Hey, no, if everything is coming out that's true, give me Rihanna.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what's coming out, but
you know.
You don't want to know.
Did he do it?
Did Ooh, he do
what?
It?
What?
Yeah.
What?
We won't get into that. But.
Yeah, there's some ties.
Really?
Yeah. Donnie, how was your weekend?
It was good. Had a lot of painting going on.
I don't know, I've seen that.
Big I was painting guy? Manning. Peyton Manning basically all weekend.
Peyton Donnie.
Yeah. Peyton Donnie. It was good. Watch some football. Yeah.
What do you do now? Like, no fantasy football, bro. Know, what do you do? What
I
do you
said
do?
That chat. I was just like, where's the frantic rush to set 11 lineups at 12:55? Because you know I'm waiting till the last minute.
He said, well, I guess it's time to paint.
Yeah. So I guess I'll just watch paint dry.
Turn on some football. Oh, that's cool. Oh, I got paint again.
Speaking of watching paint dry, this guy is what he did this weekend. Exactly that, but instead of paint, it was Packers. Ladies and gentlemen, on the ones and twos, we got Aiden.
Wearing his black, getting ready to be a Raiders fan. Shador, baby.
It's coming soon.
You called it, bro.
Yeah, sad week for me. Not really.
Which one is really. It? Did you have a good weekend or no? Like,
I'm in the middle.
You're in the middle.
This is mediocre.
Yeah. What do you want me to say?
Well, you were hoping for a loss?
I picked against them.
Yeah, you did. And that was crazy. While he was wearing a Bills t-shirt.
It was smart.
The writing was on the wall, man.
I mean, people were talking about me being a fan. Like, this guy just did it mid playoff.
He wasn't even
eliminated. But this, no, it's good. It's good. I mean, if you're going to stand on business, go ahead and do that.
He knew Toyota-thon was over.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did last weekend.
He said, oh, the six is come and gone.
Where was he at January 6th?
Probably
not buying a Camry.
Something to think about. But nonetheless, Aiden, I'm glad you – actually, I don't know how I feel, man. If you don't know how you feel about your weekend, fuck it. I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. But, all right, so we got plenty on tap, as I was saying. So we got now, college national championship game is set. Notre Dame, Ohio State playing January 20th this Monday. Any early picks?
Ohio State by a billion.
Thank you.
You know what? I'll be the one. Give me Notre Dame.
You talk about Notre Dame?
Yeah, Notre Dame.
With the legendary Lou Holtz.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Give me that.
Notre Dame. Just do the whole podcast of that.
I don't think he could.
Listen, I know there's only not too many people watching. There's going to be less. If I without further ado, we're going to recap the wild card. The NFL could be looking to change their playoff format, I've seen.
Good. Bring it back to the olden days.
We'll get into that. Head coaching updates and more. So before we get into that, make sure you're following us at Tank Talk _ pod on all of our social media platforms. Stay up to date with everything Tank Talk at www.tanktalkpodcast.com.
If you're not following us, go deactivate your account. Just get offline.
Yeah. There's no reason you should be online.
No.
Make sure you're subscribing to our YouTube channel here, Tank Talk Podcast. I got another fucking email.
More fishes? More guppies?
More guppies.
Let's go.
Yeah, so after the Ritz commercial or the Fitz commercial, the audio was screwed up.
No, the fish guy's a
little. I'm trying to imagine like people who listen to fish podcasts, and that's my vision of it. I don't know. The audio was screwed up after the fish commercial, and like, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I break it to you, sir. You got the wrong one again. I mean, how many times are we going to do this?
Brother, but, we are done with that.
Yeah, anyways. Yeah, I mean, I got Ohio State by a million. What are we talking about? I'm confident. Normally, I'm like, we'll see how. No, I think this is.
We'll see.
I'll say this. I don't watch college football, but I know last time that I saw Notre Dame in the finals, I was saying Alabama is going to smoke them. They're a real team.
And then they
went out there. It was like 36-0 or something ridiculous. But this time around, they actually had to go through a little bracket. So maybe they actually deserve to be there. So it might be a real game.
Okay. I think the stock for Riley Leonard and Will Howard after this game, draft wise, go up. That's just me, though.
Yeah.
Any big fantasy guys in this matchup here? I know Ohio State always got good wide receivers. They got a good running back over there.
Yeah, right? I mean, they got like two. Mega Ibuka, you got Travion Henderson and Judkins, both running backs.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think for Notre Dame.
Quarterback?
Will Howard and Riley Leonard. We'll see where they end up going, though. I don't know if they play right away, depending on where they go.
Gotcha.
Because right now, I kind of forecast them between like fourth and sixth round.
Yeah.
But they're. That's the thing about this draft class, bro. There's going to be a lot of quarterbacks like that, but they're going to be serviceable. Probably can't put them out there right away, other than Shador and Cam Ward, which people already have questions about them going into it.
Shador, generational.
But normally I don't do this, so I see Oblivious 1738. That's our guy, JJ. He used to work with us at David Adams. He's still with David Adams, but he's in the Netherlands. Shout out, JJ, joining the show.
From the Netherlands.
From the Netherlands. Hope everything is good out there, my friend. So we're doing fine, just fine. We're doing even better now that you're watching along.
Probably
so
warmer there.
My co-host, Brother Bren, and we got Hayden S. Donnie.
Yeah.
And we got Aiden on the ones and twos.
Yo,
and shout out Anthony. This dude is just love how you put the camera in his corner.
He's over there.
Shout out Anthony. I know he's been grinding with some hockey. They're actually winning games now.
Oh, okay.
They're winning games now. So okay. Shout out them. But all right, let's do this damn thing. So wild card weekend is over and done with. As we can see here, bop.
Super Bowl licks.
So, updated graphic. So, obviously, the Buffalo Bills take down the Denver Broncos.
Easy. Yeah. Easy.
Yeah.
This is why there should be a 6-team playoff. That team didn't deserve to be in the playoffs.
31-7 Bills end up beating the Broncos. Even though the Broncos, started off guns blazing, Bo Nix hitting the bomb to Troy Franklin, a little shucky-ducky connection there.
Yeah.
How are you guys feeling after that? Be honest, Brennan. Be honest.
A little nervous.
You were a little nervous?
First drive, I was like, whoa, what are we doing? Because you know how they are. If they don't start hot, man, the Bills, it's a little rocky. But we're good. Everything's good.
I tell you what. I said in the beginning of the season, before the draft even happened, I'm like, Bo Nix probably going to be stud. Strictly for the fact, I mean, a lot of people were knocking him because of his age, older and all this and that. But this motherfucker's basically a veteran getting drafted into the league.
Yeah.
You get him with a coach like Sean Payton, they're going to figure it out. It'll be okay. I'm not saying he was going to light the bitch up or whatever, but for the situation they're in, why not Bo Nix?
Since we're talking about Bo Nix.
Over-under,
go ahead.
Point. Brennan, I don't know how you didn't see that coming. I seen it from a mile away.
Well, I'm looking at you while you're talking. I'm not staring at Donnie. But go ahead.
You can see in my head. I was getting ready to talk.
Go ahead. Over under
0.5 Super Bowls, Bo Nix all time winning. And
Making, I'll give him one.
I'll give him zero.
Making, I'll give him one. Win, probably not.
I'm going to say two.
He's going to two Super Bowls or winning?
No, going.
That's crazy.
Winning?
You know how many Josh Allen's been to?
You think Bo Nix is going to?
He might.
He's only 30.
It depends on how they build the team.
If they do this thing the right way, they're going to have to do it soon, though.
Yeah, they're going to have to pop off. And show
so with that being said, I'm going to take back my answer. Probably none. Thank you. They got to do it soon.
Back to what I was going to say. Did you guys see?
He jumped. I just put it at 0.5 for you. He said, how about 1 point?
Give me two.
He said, let me ladder it. You go ahead.
Now. I can tell you, brother.
You see.
You see.
Sucker!
You see Sean Payton overloaded Bo Nix with all these plays. Because you know how they read it and shit. So he just like rapid fire.
What, the game?
He almost broke him. No, just during the season.
Oh, I know. They had that argument, too.
Yeah.
They argued?
They went at it a couple times.
What is Bo Nix going to argue with Sean Payton about? How many times you coached Drew Brees? Zero times. Shut the fuck up.
They figured it out, though. They got into the playoffs.
But, yeah.
Didn't have enough.
By the skin of their teeth. You know what would have been a good game? The Bengals.
You want to know what would have been a bad game still? As I was standing there thinking about it, thank God Andy didn't make it. Because it would have been the same result.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It would have been the same result.
Well, y'all got a good running back. That's like a Bills weakness.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Bills get the job done there.
Yeah. Should be only 16 playoffs.
So they move on, as well as the Baltimore Ravens just smoke, absolutely smoke the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Steelers? Don't matter.
Nice little 5-game losing streak to end the season.
Yeah, while we're on Steelers here, I know I'm going to give Baltimore their flowers, even though just for the way the Ravens fans have been acting, y'all could just wait a minute, okay?
Wait a minute.
Y'all just wait a minute. So I want to talk about Mike Tomlin and the Steelers. So, guys, there's been speculation online. Like, Steelers fans want Mike Tomlin the fuck out of here. What do you guys think about that? Do you think that's realistic? Do you think the Steelers should move on from Mike Tomlin?
Should they? No. Not a chance. Will they? Maybe he just needs a new place.
All he needs is a real quarterback.
I don't know.
Sean Payton kicked Russ to the curb for a reason.
So I wanted you guys to see this. So this was following the loss of the Baltimore Ravens. Here's Mike Tomlin on his thoughts on how Russell Wilson's performance throughout the season and where they got to in that space, how they lost the game, and maybe what the future looks like. Here we go.
To be honest, I knew we was going to lose as soon as I saw Russell Wilson doing hot yoga, listening to Enya in the aisle on the team playing like a jackass with his old Urkel looking ass. I'm tired of his fruity nickname too. Mr. Unlimited my ass. The only thing unlimited about him is fucking turnovers. He's definitely a virgin. I haven't won a playoff game in 8 years and I'm always around 500. I'm basically the black Jeff Fisher. Even Doc Rivers thinks I'm an average coach. I always say the standard is the standard, and that standard is a 9-8 season and getting our ass beat in the first round of the playoffs. Look, once I get to the playoffs, I check out. My job is done. I start planning vacations and shit. The last time I won a Super Bowl, Nancy Pelosi was still a fine piece of ass. Now her tang smells like a fucking truck stop shower. Despite this loss, my expectations for next season haven't changed. And those expectations are to do just barely enough to keep my job.
Huh. All right. So obviously that's a...
Yeah.
Did I get you guys or what?
Yeah, I was ready.
So obviously that was not Mike Tomlin, because I know a lot of you guys are just going to blow this shit up in the comment section.
But... Shout out AI, man.
Oh, yo. So
maybe that was him for real.
Man, sounded like
who the fuck knows at this point. Nowadays, anything could be real. Anything could be fake. But no, in all seriousness, I think Steelers fans might be overreacting slightly. I understand, like, disappointment after disappointment, sure, but you get to the fucking dance. And if we get, like you were saying, Donnie, if we get like a legit quarterback in there,
here goes
maybe guy. It works.
This guy, they just said 8 years in a row, no playoff wins. What have you been? You've been crying over there about the latest 8 years, haven't you? It's been the exact number. I think
they made the playoff. Goddamn it,
that's good enough.
Sure, you want to get one.
All the Steelers are versus the Colts is just two extra wins a season.
Does it fall on him every time? I don't know.
No, he's out here doing it with Mason Rudolph.
That is true.
That's my point.
He's sending the Titans to 2-15 over there. Like, what is he supposed to do? He's got small hands at quarterback. That's a backup over in Philly now. Like, he hasn't had a real quarterback ever. I will say that maybe they might have pulled the plug on Justin Fields too soon.
And that's my follow-up question. Is, do you think, like, they end up bringing him back?
Not now. I think now you got to go draft somebody for real.
Yeah, you got to use that money to get more people.
Or else your time is ticking.
I don't know. It's like, at the same time, I'm just like, okay, it could be frustrating, but he gets you there. And I understand, like, you get to a point in your career where it's like, you know where your ceiling is, and maybe we're going to find this out with Sean McDermott. I don't know. But it's tough, bro. Like, the culture that he set there, he's legit Pittsburgh Steelers football through and through.
Yeah, and
there is so many fan bases that wishes, like, damn, like,
be cool to have.
Like, it would be cool to get in the playoffs every year. Sure, you get to a winning record. There's a lot of teams
that would be happy with that.
But, yeah. Like, what are they missing? What are they missing?
Quarterback. That's it.
Another wide receiver.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. They had Deontay Johnson. They got rid of him.
Well, there's a lot of teams that got rid of him because
just Deontay got waived Johnson today.
Waived again today. Yeah. You've been on what? In a matter of one year? Been on four different teams, four or five different teams. Him. I mean, we know about Deontay Johnson now. Good luck out there, Deontay.
Steelers hung around with him for a long time.
Yeah, until he stopped playing.
Yeah, then he went to a new team. He's been on five since then in one year.
But, so, I don't know. Maybe the answer is quarterback. I think
maybe
get him a quarterback. Maybe give him time to develop one, or I don't know how many times you could keep recycling guys.
The problem is they never suck.
They're never going to be bad.
So how are you going to ever get a good quarterback?
It's an ongoing thing, bro. You could there's different aspects to it that you can support your argument with. But I think that I don't know.
Maybe they could have signed a guy.
I'm like dumbfounded with this, bro. I wouldn't get rid of him. I wouldn't be picking, you know. But here's the thing, same thing too. Weren't we kind of saying the same thing about Sean McDermott?
Yeah, but he has the best quarterback in the league.
That is the difference.
True.
You can't win with the best quarterback in the league. What are you doing?
I don't know.
This guy's winning with Mason Rudolph.
If I was to make a decision right now, I'm not letting Mike Tomlin go.
Mr. Unlimited. 47-year-old Ben Roethlisberger. These are all the quarterbacks he's winning with.
And he did it with Ben for so long, too.
Yeah.
It just got towards the end of that period, but I don't know. If I'm a Steelers fan, sure, he even mentioned that in his real presser. The real not the one that we just seen.
Yeah, that wasn't it?
It could be. I don't know. Allegedly. But he did mention, like, there's going to be some major changes. What could those changes be? I don't know.
Who's the defensive coordinator over there? I feel like the defense is pretty good, though.
I'm not
defense
sure.
Is always good.
They're not really wasting anyone's prime, like T.J. Watt, but besides that.
Yeah, most of them are either later in their career or just starting.
Well, maybe Minkah Fitzpatrick, because Derrick Henry just snatched his soul, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
That was bad. That stiff arm. I don't know if it was worse than the Josh Norman one.
Nothing's worse than that.
It's worse than that.
But it's up there for sure.
Yeah.
He got launched.
So I don't know. That was long-winded for the Steelers there, but I just want to talk a little bit about that because fans are legit calling for his head, bro. They're legit calling.
What is
for
the
his
replacement?
Head.
What is the replacement option?
Yeah, that's my thing.
And like, we're talking about this at work this morning too.
I don't think there's any. Good
I think yesterday, if you were to pick a franchise right now, would you rather go with the Steelers or the Titans?
As what? A coach.
Just a franchise overall, like with the situation there, you know, you're going to get to the playoffs, you're going to have a 500 record, but you're going to get knocked out in the first round, or you're going to have a mediocre team that's going to constantly keep rebuilding until you get to a period, and then you just it's an ongoing cycle.
Give me the Steelers,
yeah, easy.
I said the same thing,
and the Titans are ass.
And I was asked if I would rather be in the Colts spot or the Steelers spot right now. My thing is that get me in the dance every time, bro.
I'd rather be in the cold spot. They got a quarterback.
Really?
I got way more faith than Anthony Richardson. Go to the Super Bowl.
I'm not even talking
anybody on Pittsburgh.
I'm not even really talking roster. I just mean, like, overall. Like, if you know you're going to get to the playoffs, you're going to have a 500 record, you're gonna keep losing, but you're in there, bro, or you're just gonna have to keep dealing with disappointment, not even getting the dance.
I'd rather take the upside swing that the Colts got going on. There is no upside over there with Mr. Unlimited.
Unlimited. Mm-hmm. I got a hot take. I think he retires, bro. I think he lost.
I don't know how old he is.
I think a team will snatch him.
And also, it's like, bro, nobody expected the Steelers to be in contention for the division. I'm sorry.
No.
Who expected that?
He's 36.
You probably go to the Giants or something.
They did try to get him last year, remember?
Yeah, that? Yeah. That's why I brought him up. That pitcher's crazy. Unlimited. Yeah, turn that over. Unlimited.
Yeah, that was a short Russell Wilson era right there. For those of you guys listening on Apple Pod or Spotify, it was when Russell Wilson had the long hair.
Vibes. Yeah,
that's vibes.
That's your quarterback.
That's probably when he was good.
But anywho.
I think the tail end.
So obviously the Ravens move on.
Smack them around.
The Chargers. Charger it again against the Houston Texans, bro.
Insane.
Moment of silence. What's that?
Four interceptions?
Four.
More than the whole season.
Yeah.
He threw three all season, I think.
Moment of silence. Ready?
Moment of silence for the LA Chargers.
Ha! That was the moment right there.
That's unbelievable, bro.
I don't care about the Chargers.
I'll give Houston Texans credit, though, because obviously they were slipping up at the end of the year, had some key injuries, this and that, but they got into the dance and they took advantage of it. The defense played their asses off, offense, whatever, but.
Offense did what they had to do.
Defense was playing lights 32. Off.
Yeah.
Now, do you think, in terms of Justin Herbert, bro, like, we know he's got God-given ability. He could be one of the best quarterbacks in the league. But it's just for some reason, like when does the lights get too bright for him?
What was it, 27-0 last time they were in the playoffs?
Yeah. Two years ago. Yeah.
That's worse. That's probably worse. But this is bad.
There's some Chargers fans. If there's any watching right now, let us know, because there were some on TikTok when we did the fan therapy post for them, which we'll get to that in a second. But like they were saying, this loss was worse than a 27-0, which I don't know if I agree with
there's
that.
There's no way there's anything worse than going 27-0 and losing.
But in terms of Justin Herbert, like, is he going to figure it out at some point? Because now, like, the further we get into his career, I know it takes a while. It's a team sport to get to Super Bowls, this and that. But at some point, you got to be that guy and get your team over the hump, man. Four picks?
I will say this is the first year with Harbaugh, so –
they're going to get a real running back.
Yeah, I think real weapons. I think when they start actually building a team around them, it'll look a lot better. Bless you.
Like, I can see the Chargers winning the whatever that is, the West or the West over there.
Yep.
Yeah, I can see them winning the division next year.
Depending on who they get, but.
Now, do you think they got to address the wide receiver room?
Yes.
Yes. Right now, it's just Ladd McConkey.
Ladd McConkey, and then there was only five completions that weren't Ladd McConkey that game.
And he took off for, what was it, over 50-yard touchdown there?
Yeah, it was a long one. He ended up with like 190-something yards, I think a rookie record. 197.
Yeah.
Nine catches.
Insane.
Everyone else, five catches, 50-ish, no, 45 yards.
That was more than Puka? I thought Puka set the...
Used to be.
Man, 1 year in, that's it.
That's all he needed.
Grand opening, grand closing.
I don't know. I think they gotta address address the running back room, wide receiver room, and the tight end room. Because if you get Justin Herbert a reliable tight end, goddamn, that might be dangerous.
Stone Smart's not bad.
He's not. Yo, yeah.
Stone Smart.
I mean, hell of a name
bad.
Too. What's his name again?
Stone Smart, I'm pretty sure.
Stone Smart.
He didn't catch a pass this week, though.
Maybe we should get him more
involved. Will Disley caught two.
Maybe they draft the tight end.
They could. There's some dogs, too. I don't know if Tyler Warren calls it them, but maybe.
That's because you want them.
Yes.
Y'all need way more help than just a tight end.
Tight end would help because we thought we had about six of them. We end up having zero. Crazy how that works out.
There's one from Michigan.
Yeah, no, I was trying to think of his name.
Actually, y'all. No, I don't know if there's any solution for y'all team.
Oh, my God. Anyways.
All right, we're going to get
Chargers. Chargers.
We're going to get to the, I know I'll mention them every now and then, but we're done till season's over.
I just feel like everything is good over there and y'all just didn't do it. I don't know.
We're done.
All right.
We're done.
Anyways, yeah, Chargers bounce back next season, but ending to this season is
but anyway, they just packed up their head in Cabo. So Houston Texans move on. They will be playing the Kansas City Chiefs, who are on their obviously bye.
Please get it done.
And the Bills will be taking on the Baltimore Ravens. We'll get back to that matchup in a second. I'm sure we got a lot to say about that one.
Yeah.
Looking on the NFC side of things.
Okay, what we got?
Philadelphia Eagles is absolutely smack around the Green Bay Packers. So we're dealing with some injuries. In my opinion, maybe Jordan Love had some injuries, but I don't think it mattered regardless. Eagles just did their thing, bro.
A.J. Brown didn't do much, though.
They didn't have to. I mean, the guy was A.J. Brown was just reading his book on the sideline.
Yeah. I forgot the book name.
It ended up being, I think I seen something, is like 100,000 ranked on the Amazon site. Now it's number one. Just there because you go. Of that.
Should have put it, read his own book.
Inner Excellence or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah, Inner Excellence.
Yes. He only had like one or two catches. And he just.
That's it. Let me pick back. It looks like he reads that a lot. It's beating up.
Oh, yeah. Every day.
There you go. That's good.
So the
A.J. Brown, my guy.
Hey, can we take it easy on Saquon Barkley, bro? A lot of people are sick at him because he didn't run in that touchdown at the end.
Game was over.
Yeah.
Done.
If he runs in the touchdown, now you got to go play a whole defensive thing.
Yeah, they don't want to do that.
Everyone's just sick. He ruined their parlay. That's all that.
Sorry about it.
What are you going to do? Guys are not going to play an
NFL running back.
Which I don't know if you heard this on the broadcast. They said it was his first playoff win. False.
They said that?
Yeah, sure 2 years ago, the Giants won. They beat the
couple
Vikings.
Years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
We're just shout out the Vikings. Away, like.
Shout out the Vikings. Same old Vikings.
That's it.
Speaking of which, I think that one would count to me.
Have to.
Commanders ended up beating the Bucks, which was the only close game of the slate.
Yeah.
Yep.
Won by Phil Zane Gonzalez.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do that? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fix your sock about five times.
This was him for like 5 minutes before the kick.
Now, if you want to put it on?
If he would have missed that, which he almost did, hit the bunk in. Boy, oh boy, that would have been tough.
Would have been a bad look.
Yeah. New kicker.
Which is crazy because that was like their fourth one on the season.
Yeah.
Zane?
Mm-hmm.
Commanders move on, dog. Jaden Daniels, stone cold killer.
One more round.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Maybe.
Who would have thought the Commanders, bro?
Nobody. I don't even think the Commanders fans thought.
I think they came up. Year. Like 8 or 9 wins compared to what they had last year. It's amazing. It's amazing what you could do when you get a new ownership, new GM, new head coach, new franchise quarterback, and it just clicks right away.
Yeah, they just said, boop. Oh, look at this. We're good.
Yeah. I don't know. Dan Quinn effect.
Got Bobby Wagner and Eckler in there going crazy.
Then the Bucks,
shout out Bob Myers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Warriors guy?
Yeah.
Hey, you know where they got him?
Commanders?
Yeah.
Ah, see, look.
I don't know what his exact position is, but.
He helps with some.
I take all his help.
Some executive decisions.
Making the best.
Got to be
the best
team of all
time. Maybe more NFL teams looking to NBA GMs. I don't know. Could be a thing.
Just the ones that make dynasties. I don't know.
Stay away from Toronto.
Yeah.
Hold on. Now, speaking of Toronto, bro, what is this about?
What?
So they had a kid. Do one of those 3-point contests.
Okay.
They're playing the Warriors. He had the Warriors Steph Curry jersey on. They made him take it off. The Raptors personnel made him take it off, put on a Raptors t-shirt.
Fred VanVleet.
Kawhi Leonard.
I'd be like, let me get a Frederico VanVleet jersey then.
No, it was just a Raptors t-shirt.
Then you give him a jersey?
Kind of bullshit.
Damn.
Well, did he make the shots?
Probably not.
No, he made him take
his fucking Curry jersey.
Take
off.
The Curry off. Yeah, he's like, bro, how am I supposed to make these things like this? Yeah,
you get him in a Raptors t-shirt, nothing but bricks. Building the house.
Probably bet against himself on those.
That's it. Then obviously last night, the LA Rams, but for one night they were the Arizona Rams taking out the Minnesota Vikings.
Are they about to make a run for the city?
Oh, why should we clap?
Because we all knew the Vikings were frauds. They were the most fraudulent 14-win team of all time. All they do is, oh, look at us. We got. They do this every time. Case Keenum, boom, gone. They last time they were in the playoffs, Kirk Cousins throwing it to like fourth and 9. He threw a one-yard pass to Hockenson. Gone.
Yeah.
This time, oh, Sam Darnold, la, 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 la. Yeah, yeah, going crazy. Guess what? Gone.
What does Sam Darnold do?
La, 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 going crazy. I don't care. They're out of here. Get him. Vikings. Coach quarterback, Sean McVay and Stafford, or O'Connell and Sam Darnold. Get these guys out of here, dog.
I mean, the pro is you ain't got to pay him as much, so.
You ain't got to pay him at all. He's gone.
Damn. Just like that.
What I'm thinking about right now, bro. Sam Darnold would have won the Niners Super Bowl, but as soon as he loses with the Vikings, ah, fucking forget about him. He stinks.
Forget about him. He would have won him the Super Bowl, though.
So what would happen if he would have lost him the Super Bowl? Ah, he stinks.
If he would have lost him the Super Bowl, I'd be like, yeah, well. That's the way it goes.
That's life, I guess.
At least you got there.
So what do we think the future looks like for Sam Darnold?
Go get a job at Applebee's. At Playblaze.
That is crazy, bro.
Already?
Nah, he's gonna be the quarterback of something, one of these bum teams.
I think he's staying right where he's at, bro. You don't just I understand like recency bias, recency memory, whatever. What have you done for me lately? Dude had a hell of a fucking season. Got you to 14 wins.
Hell of a season. If he does go, what team would he go to, though?
My point is, like, don't get rid of him. Don't give him a massive contract. Again, recency, what have you done for me lately? You slipped up, lost us the bye. You lost us the wild card game.
And my parlay.
And Brennan's parlay.
Should have saw that coming, though.
Lay the franchise tag on. They could do it.
They could do that?
They could hit him with the franchise because he's a free agent.
Don't do it. Just go start JJ, see what you got.
Well, if they stink?
What's the difference?
He's had two knee surgeries.
If Sam Darnold comes out and he stinks, I think that's when you put JJ in. You build him up a little bit.
I agree.
Almost he's not going to come out and stink, though.
Well, then leave him in.
And oh, damn.
They got Kevin O'Connell.
Oh, damn. We suck again.
They'll be fine. They'll be pretty good.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think he's going anywhere.
I think he should go to San Fran.
You know they're paying him, bro.
They're not paying
him. You heard what John Lynch said.
Oh, they're paying him. Good.
Brock.
I don't know. I see Seattle algorithms. They're all saying, yeah, pay him as much as you can because you got a good one in him.
I think
pay him. The max salary. Yeah, make him the number one paid quarterback in the league because with him, you can't fail. With him, you guys have the money for
that.
Set.
I don't think they're doing that. He's getting a contract. It ain't going to be nothing crazy.
Just like when we were celebrating Tua getting a contract. That's going to be the whole NFC West.
No.
What's the difference? So Tua's a little better than him.
Okay.
Tua is better than him.
I'm taking Purdy, bro. I'm sorry.
Congratulations. You're taking Brock Purdy over Tua.
Give me a guy that's going to get on the field. I like Tua. I like Tua, but give me give me a guy who I know is going to be there. Why can't I? Why do I got to hate one guy more than the other? Why?
You just do. I don't know. You decided that. I didn't make you pick one.
I didn't say I hate him. If I had to pick one or the two. Nonetheless.
Sam Darnold, what about the Jets?
Fuck it.
I think he'd rather go to the Giants than the Jets.
I don't think.
Oh, yeah. What pick do the Giants have?
Fucking three.
That's what the Giants need. The GM and the coach over there are like, please, please, please come to us.
Please.
Unless I can get Shador at three.
Not that song.
Yeah.
Any other song.
Yeah.
Who would you say was saying that?
Brian Daboll.
I can see him say, please. All right, we got the Commanders and the Lions in the divisional round, as well as the Rams and the Eagles. How about it? And ladies and gentlemen,
might be smoked.
I feel like we're getting a rematch.
Breaking news. Tank Talk breaking news. We'll be doing a little watch along this Saturday for the Commanders Lions.
Lion.
Exactly. So that'll be on our YouTube channel here, Tank Talk Podcast. Gonna do a little watch along. Obviously can't stream the whole game in itself, but we'll have like a little, we'll figure out like a little scoreboard or something we could do.
Yeah, maybe update the ticker. Can you do that live?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
We'll figure it out. But nonetheless, we're gonna do a watch along this Saturday for the Lions Commanders game. Not sure what time we'll start. Maybe a little bit before the game, do a little pregame analysis.
Yeah.
See what the vibes are like. And we'll go from there.
31-7.
Who's broadcasting that game? We know.
Fox, probably.
Well, Fox.
Tom Brady getting a closer look at Ben Johnson.
Pause. We're talking about for his organization, bro.
Are you thinking about not getting into it?
Did he?
But as you can see here, let's talk about the main
event. About please, please, please. That was Tom Brady to Ben Johnson.
We'll talk about it when we get to the head coaching search. But nonetheless, yeah, we got the MVP heavyweight matchup. Could be game of the year. Baltimore Ravens coming into town, take on the Buffalo Bills. And before we even get to it.
This is the Super Bowl.
This could, it got Super Bowl written all over for the league.
Is this for MVP?
Votes already closed.
Oh, shit.
Let's reopen them.
Recount the vote.
Let's just have the trophy in there.
Just give the trophy at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And so obviously, you guys have seen like a glimpse of like, because obviously we've said Josh Allen MVP, right? We're all on board.
Yeah.
Yep.
So apparently, as Donnie tried to make us hate on the quarterbacks before, this is what all the Ravens fans are making it seem like. If you're picking Josh Allen MVP, you absolutely hate Lamar Jackson. That's the narrative they're setting.
Well, he had less yards than his running back did this week in the playoffs.
Who's that?
Lamar. Threw for 175, and his running back ran for 186. So who's really carrying the team over there?
Watch what you say, because this is what's going to come after you. So
that is
that's the legit representation of if you say you like Josh Allen and you got him for MVP, these are Ravens fans coming at you. So for the Apple Pod and Spotify listeners, it's, you know, a happy little guy. What is it called? Those hats with the helicopter
pinwheel.
On?
Pinwheel hat.
The pinwheel hat.
Yeah.
I like Josh Allen.
Great voice.
Got a fucking grown adult looking over him, looking like goddamn Bill Goldberg shaved with no goatee. It's a Ravens fan. I fucking hate you, and I hope you die. That's what it's like, bro. That's what it's like on social media. And it's like, bro, it's okay. Oh, no. Roll Tide Willie's gone.
No. Don't give up. Piss.
Anywho, bro. Like, we love Lamar Jackson. I can't stress this enough. We love Lamar Jackson. I mean, we.
QB2.
Look at last season. We were on board for weeks. Lamar Jackson MVP. Why? Because
he's top two.
He did a lot with less at the time.
Yeah.
Got his team the first seed, best record in the AFC.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I know stats don't mean everything when it comes to MVP, but the stats helped him a little bit. Just a little bit. But those three things, he was the most valuable player on his team then. He's having a hell of a fucking season. He is.
Yeah.
This year he's having
he's done shit that we haven't seen before, right?
Going crazy.
Going bananas. But unfortunately,
they're in a road playoff game.
Derrick Henry's on the same team as him, bro.
Yeah.
And also Josh Allen with his willpower beat both number one seeds.
Yep.
AFC and NFC.
Has sat out like nine quarters this year.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Probably more.
Wide receiver one on the year was Khalil Shakir.
Was everybody. Everybody's wide receiver one over there.
Yeah.
So, like, here's just some of the shit that Josh Allen has done. And I agree with everything you guys just said. He became the first quarterback in NFL history with 6+ touchdowns in 7 consecutive seasons.
Here we go. Yep.
Hold on, I read that wrong.
Yep. Okay.
6+?
In a game?
Oh, a season. Quarterback.
Six.
You said?
6 touchdowns.
Just 6 touchdowns.
Google scratch that.
I don't know. I'm just saying it's not that impressive to have 6 touchdowns as a quarterback. So
first player in NFL history with 5 straight 40+ t- total touchdown seasons. There you go.
There we go.
Okay. Yes. Now we're back on track.
Okay. Yes, now I'm in.
Just read the wrong thing.
Yeah. That sounds right.
Six sounded like maybe in one game, not one season. But yeah. 40? Yeah.
Okay.
So 2020, 2020. I mean, he's done this since 2020. Like, it's everything he's been doing lately, bro. More with less.
They were talking about the Bills shouldn't even make the playoffs this year. The Bills and the Dolphins and the Jets are better than them.
It was loud.
So loud.
People weren't saying that about the Ravens.
No.
No, they're like, oh, yeah, they'll probably win a division. Mm-hmm.
They're good.
And then what got me, I forgot who said it.
They only got better.
I forgot who said it on there.
Derrick Henry.
I think it might have been Richard Sherman, so I don't want to put words in his mouth. Someone said it on the Amazon Prime site. They said, the key player to this game is Derrick Henry. Lamar Jackson's going to need to hand it off to Derrick Henry multiple times in order to get. That don't sound like an MVP to me, bro.
Derrick Henry is the key to the game for the Ravens here.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, we could go on and on and on and on about it. But
James Cook is not the key part of the Bills.
He'll help.
Sure.
But he's not the key guy.
Nope.
Josh Allen did not have to be Superman this past weekend, but from here on out.
Well, no, we played a fake team.
He's going to have to be Superman.
Yeah. Yep. Three times. That's it. Just three times. Come on.
Three more times.
That's it.
1 week at a time, though.
Here's the catchy part, though.
That's the hardest game of the year.
Here's the catchy part, though. So Lamar Jackson was named on the All-Pro first team.
Yep.
Typically, the last time a quarterback that was not on the All-Pro first team to win MVP was all the way back to, I think, 1984, John Elway or something along those lines. Hmm. So typically, if you're a quarterback and you win MVP, you're on the first team, All-Pro. So we were talking about why those odds have flipped. Could have been that.
Yep.
I also think people could be hedging their bet, trying to flip the line on them to get more value out of Josh Allen. I don't know. Last time there was a co-MVP, I think it was 2003, Peyton Manning, Steve McNair.
Boo.
I'm not with that either.
What, is everybody's a winner?
Can't have it.
No.
At this point, Saquon's in there too.
Yeah, let's just have a tribe VP.
Can't have it. Yeah. Give me one.
The Most Valuable Players Association.
So if we're going everything that I listed as to why we thought Lamar Jackson was MVP last year, guess who's doing it this year?
The Bills.
And Josh Allen.
Yeah. Disregard the Chiefs and their little 15-1 record.
And Lamar Jackson.
I don't even know how.
Andy Reid, that's how.
Or two. They won two. They lost two, I guess.
Head-to-head playoff matchups, Josh Allen 1, Lamar 0. Bills have not lost a home game yet this year.
Really?
And they're home underdogs this weekend. I will say.
They got clapped last time.
Yeah. Week 4, you're saying?
Yeah. They got smoked.
Here's the thing to think about, too. Like, I don't know how big of a difference they would have made. Milano was out. Terrell Bernard was out. Teron Johnson, probably three of their top players on defense. Again, I mean, Derrick Henry went for like almost 200 rushing yards.
Yes.
Probably still would have done that, but who knows?
I was on a plane watching that. It was a quiet plane ride.
I imagine. I imagine.
Clapped one time.
that's not good.
So that's my thoughts. Guys, if one of you want to put like a pin in the coffin for this one. You tell me. Do we need to add anything more to that? Do we need to add anything more to that as I go pick Roll Tide Willie up?
I'll give about number to Tad.
I think we set all of our points for Josh Allen. I think it makes sense.
I'm down to keep it going. Let's not give out the MVP until after this game.
AP vote's done.
I'd say, hey, if Lamar
let's
goes
just
out,
add to it, yeah.
If Lamar goes out, throws 300 yards, 4 touchdowns, and Josh Allen throws 1 touchdown, and they lose by 25, yeah, give him the MVP.
Yeah, give it to him.
What are we celebrating over here? A good season?
No, we're done with.
But nah, go Bills.
Or, you know, if the Bills go smoke the Ravens, you can have the MVP still, because guess what? We're going for the Super Bowl.
Shout out Naughty for sending me this, though. I want to get you guys' thoughts on this. So, on Twitter, X, whatever you call it nowadays, Nate_knows_ball. Which does he really? I mean,
probably
we'll find out.
Maybe
hear some good stuff.
This sweet kind of. You tell me if this makes sense. So Nate says, the way I see it, the Chiefs, Ravens, and Bills have this weird rock, paper, scissors thing going. Baltimore is Buffalo's worst matchup. KC is Baltimore's worst matchup. And Buffalo is KC's worst matchup. All three have great quarterbacks, so anything could happen, but it's interesting for sure.
Yep. They just all have to be in the AFC.
I agree with that. Yeah.
I don't want no smoke with Baltimore. That's for sure.
Is that why you don't want to go Sunday?
It's probably why.
It's probably honestly, why you don't want to go Sunday.
Might be a sad way to. Cold and getting clapped. Yeah.
But what if it's cold and claps? You win?
What happened?
What if it's cold and you win?
I just don't see it.
Jeez, this guy.
I'm serious. You know, I'm Baltimore squad. I think they nice.
All right, I don't want to move on.
That's why the Bills needed the one seed.
What's your favorite team, Donnie?
Can you just pick the
Bills?
Right. Oh. There it is.
But we're going to get clapped.
Also you might be the worst fan.
I don't know. I don't know if you guys are watching the broadcast during the game, like, because we went and luckily we caught this moment while we're in the car. We left a little early.
New jerseys.
Tony Romo he's been on a heater, bro. What did he do? This is what happened when DeMar Hamlin, I think he dropped the pick or something that happened, but here it is.
Oh. They pick up the extra yardage. Hamlin can't believe it. Can't tell if that's the real one or like, what? I had it. I swear. I promise.
He's had a few Coronas.
Bro, he is.
He's had a few Coronas.
Tony Romo was on one Sunday, bro. What was that? Well, I got to run that.
They pick up the extra yardage. Hamlin can't believe it.
Can't tell if that's the real one or like, what? I had it. I swear. I promise.
Yeah, he's had
Corona
one
is
too
treating
many.
Him well, my friend. Corona is treating him well.
One too many, man.
And lucky enough for us, guess who's back on the call? For Ravens Bills.
Tony.
He said that when the game finished. He said, oh, I can't wait to be in Buffalo for this Ravens Bills game.
We're going to be back here, Jim.
Do you think CBS, because I've been seeing CBS Twitter, they kind of have been gassing Josh Allen a lot. You think they are gassing
yeah,
him?
Yeah, no shit.
You think they...
They gave him credit for throwing a fucking 90-yard interception saying, well, oh, Josh Allen just pinned the Ra- or whoever was it? Who was it? Josh Allen just pinned the Jets at the 1 yard line.
Yeah, with an arm punt.
With an
arm punt. Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been gassing him up. I saw some more tweets by them this weekend, and I feel like maybe they just have like the most Bills games, and so they want to make him the MVP so people watch their channel more. I don't really know.
Well, if he has Tony Romo, he's like, hey, Jim, Lamar's already had two, and I just feel like the voters are going to be like, eh, can't give him another. We got to give Josh one. Why don't we have Cole, Jim? Just go Cole MVP. Why do I got to pick one?
No, Tony.
No,
Tony.
Only one.
All right. Well, speaking of the playoffs, though, there was some chatter online. I don't know if you guys seen any of this.
Nah.
According to BR Gridiron, at BR Gridiron on Twitter, X, whatever the hell you call it, NFL may look into changing the playoff format this offseason per NFL on CBS. With top four teams and win percentage get a home game instead of division winners?
Nope.
I'm so sorry. I figured out his ghost is Welch's Crepes. It blew my mind.
Fire.
That is dirty work, bro.
It is fire.
Welch's Grape.
I just looked over and I was like, holy shit.
Is that just
Welch's ghost?
Welch's on steroids?
Yes.
Anyways, you got to repeat yourself because I was too mind blown by this Welch's ghost.
It is good.
Okay,
stuff.
So
good
long story stuff. Short, the NFL could be looking into changing the playoff format. Mm-hmm. So here's what it would be.
Yeah.
Top four teams and win percentage get a home game instead of division winners.
No.
You follow?
I followed.
But then this ain't football. Divisions don't matter then? Because we're just doing top four teams?
Divisions may not matter.
Well, they still matter. You still get a playoff game.
Yeah, but you don't get the whole point of winning your division is you're guaranteed a home game. You know what I mean?
Let's keep it going. I like it. Because look at the fake team, the Vikings lost anyways.
Which side are you fighting for?
But they were 14-2.
I'm fighting for the side of
they would have had keeping a bye.
Division teams on their own home playoff game.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't win your division, maybe win your division, then worry about where you're playing. How about that?
Okay. You lost before. I agree with you.
Yeah.
If you're crying, maybe you should have won more games in your division. Maybe you shouldn't have lost to the Lions twice.
Trust me, I get it. Okay. If you win 14 games and still have a road game, that's tough.
Sorry. Should have won 15.
You got to win the division. That's the whole premise of it.
Didn't even win.
Pretty sure
didn't matter.
You control your destiny. If you go 17-0, then you'll get a home playoff game. For sure.
Guaranteed, you would think.
Yes. Yeah. And it doesn't matter anyways. You got clapped by the Rams.
Yeah, I understand it changes cool sometimes, but there's some things you could just keep the same.
No. Yeah, like 16 playoffs.
The old formation?
Yes. Look at the 2-7. 22-10 and 31-7.
Has the
53-17 two versus sevens. Why are we playing these games?
That's a good point. No, I was just going to say, I don't think a seven seed has won yet.
I think they won once.
Packers.
Last year. Versus who?
That was it.
Cowboys?
Oh, yeah. The fucking, you did the.
The moon.
The moon triangle thing. From Luke Musgraves.
Yeah, that was that game.
Luke Musgraves moon triangle.
You said it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, they were talking about how the moon was in a certain spot. And every time the moon's in that spot, it was something.
Well, you did something with a triangle. I can look it up right now.
Pythagorean theorem.
That could have been it.
You talking about how maybe the moon was blinding and he caught the ball here and it made a little triangle.
Probably. It makes sense to me.
You're the one that said it.
I'm going to look up Tank Talk Podcast.
To the moon.
Luke Musgraves.
He's a guy.
On Google or YouTube?
And here it is. First one to come up.
Okay.
Wham, bam.
And it's not the fish one.
No fishes. Do I know what's going on?
I'll play it on the... I'll share my screen, but...
Yeah, share screen.
I remember nothing about the moon. I know the clouds has something to do with the lions. Stratus clouds or something.
That was something, too. I don't know if that applies to this weekend, but...
Toyotathon.
There we go.
Toyotathon must have been extended last year.
They're getting these DBs lost in the sauce.
Because how is Luke Musgrave that wide open?
Yeah, just like, oh.
He was plus. Nice
hoodie. Same hoodie.
Looking at Musgrave was closer to the moon than he was any Dallas DBs. The moon was like right here, and then the DBs were like.
Out the stadium.
And Musgrave was like right here. Yeah, so closer. It's like an isosceles triangle. Moon, Musgrave, DBs. Yeah. They're getting these deep.
You're talking about a guy knowing ball. That right there is
isosceles triangle. What a callback.
What a fit, too. That guy had a good fit on last year, same time.
Some things just don't change. And that's what I'm saying. It's okay to not change some things.
It's a good hoodie. Good hoodie.
It all comes full circle.
Yeah.
So, NFL, don't change shit. Just leave it. If you were to do one thing, maybe consider taking the seventh seed out, but. I'm still with it. Just leave it. Just leave it as is.
Yeah. Just stick to the roots.
Stick to the roots.
There it is.
That's what, yeah.
Thank you.
But what I'm thinking too is like.
Playing.
If you want to do. No playing.
No, don't do that.
Mid-season Super Bowl.
If you want to change mid-season Super Bowl is crazy.
No.
See the dumb shit that NBA is doing?
So I'm thinking. Like
the football.
Maybe take away the Monday game. Like, one, it's a disadvantage.
Thursday.
One of the teams.
Yeah, it's a clear disadvantage.
Put it on either Saturday or Sunday. Give me 2 days.
Saturday or Sunday is good. I forgot there was games yesterday.
During the season, whatever. You pick whatever day you want.
I was painting.
Playoff games, keep it all the same. Give them Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah.
Don't got to do Monday.
Yeah, make the two seeds play on Saturdays.
Sure.
It's just fair.
And then the following week, boom. Welcome to Sunday.
Yep.
The team that got the bye congratulations. Get us kicked off. You're playing Saturday.
Yep.
I'm with that. But NFL, it's okay not to change. It's okay not to change. We're cool.
Yeah, things are going pretty good. Yeah.
So anyways.
We had like a 4 out of 6 blowouts this weekend, but going pretty good.
We'll take it.
These are the real games though, right here.
Or actually 5 out of 6, I guess.
So there's big NFL head coaching updates the other day.
Yeah.
So Mike McCarthy and Jerry Jones of the Cowboys part ways. Now, what we thought wasn't possible originally could happen. Coach Prime, next Dallas Cowboys head coach. What do we think?
They'll never be able to get Shador, though.
Yeah, I still think he wants Shador, though. That's going to be the key factor there.
So, according to Adam Schefter, he talked with Coach Prime after Coach Prime's dinner after the game yesterday. Says, it quote, this is a quote from Deion Sanders. To hear from Jerry Jones is truly delightful, and it's intriguing. I love Jerry and believe in Jerry. After you hang up and process it and think about it, it's intriguing. But I love Bowler and everything there is about our team, the coaches, our student body, and the community. So if you ask me today if I think Coach Prime, if there's a real chance of him being the Cowboys coach, sure. I think there's a real chance because you know the businessman Deion Sanders is. The money's right and everything makes sense because he's going to make sure shit's straight before he gets into something.
Yeah.
If he knows that Jerry's going to take a step back in terms of the team building and all that stuff because that's what Coach Prime's bread and butter is. You've seen with Jackson State. You've seen with Colorado. I think Prime is in. But if that's not the case, I don't think it's happening. He's not going to give up everything he's built in Boulder, Colorado. What do you boys think?
Are both his sons gone from Colorado after this year?
All of them, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Then you don't have no reason to stay.
Yeah, I definitely think Jerry Jones will have to take a step back.
You have to.
She won't.
No. So I don't think – that's one reason why I think is
– Yeah, that's the biggest problem.
Bro, because you've seen the way he operates. Like, he didn't let Mike McCarthy go interview – he didn't give him permission to interview for the Bears job weeks ago. If you knew you were going to fire him, why not just let him go?
Because he didn't know.
Well, they didn't come to a contract agreement.
They didn't even talk about the contract in their meeting.
Really?
Yeah.
Allegedly, yeah.
They said, yeah, we're just talking about future plans, and contract negotiations didn't even come up. We just parted ways.
Oh.
Yeah. So Jerry Jones doesn't know what he's doing.
I think he should coach.
And Troy Aikman was saying before the game yesterday with Jerry Jones.
And maybe even play.
Shit, I'll do it all.
Listen here. This is Jerry Jones speaking. Prime, if you don't want to coach my fucking team, I guess I'm going to do it myself. Big Mike, who fucking needs you? Take your ass to Yinzer Town, smash your watermelons there. I got Dak Prescott, okay?
Coach, quarterback.
If he don't want to play, fuck it. I'll strap it up. I'll get you up one time.
No we way. Need Derrick Henry. We got me.
I got Zeke Elliott. You know what he did for us? Jump in the Salvation Army, and all he does is eat.
Yep.
Is that why the Chargers lost? Sorry.
Because they picked up Zeke?
Yeah.
That would be tough.
Super tough.
Imagine, yeah, you get picked up and then you just get clapped. Like, what am I even doing here?
totally forgot that happened.
But Troy Aikman was saying yesterday before the game started, like, this is saying a lot from Troy Aikman. He said, Dallas is probably not a desirable spot to be a head coach. It's not a desirable job.
I wonder why he would say money. That. You got Jerry over your shoulder at all times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No direction.
Can't make decisions on Yelp.
Yeah, so do I think it's realistic Prime could go there? Sure. Do I think it's going to happen? No. I won't. That's one of those things I won't believe until I see it. We like, who knows what's bullshit, who's what's real? I don't know. I'm not believing that shit until I see it. I don't think he's going.
Shador would have to fall.
Someone made a scenario where
you got trade deck somewhere.
The Raiders bring in Coach Prime.
Yeah.
And they trade up with somebody to get Shador, but
that's more reasonable.
Tom Brady's trying to talk to Ben Johnson, though.
Good little transition because it's a weird thing going on because they're saying Tom Brady's not going to have much involvement in the hiring process, but at the same time, he is.
Belichick too.
Yeah, he will. Yeah.
Well, Michael Lombardi shot that down. He said that wasn't happening.
Belichick thing?
Yeah.
Also, yeah.
So no thoughts of coming back. But allegedly, they said that, which I don't know how true this is either. They said Belichick was thinking about going to Dallas if it was available. They had talks to see if that position was going to be open. Jerry Jones didn't give him any clear idea if that position would be open for him or not. So that's when he committed to UNC. And they're saying it's nothing's changing his mind. They're building what they want to build down there.
Yeah, he already started.
I love the story, though.
Yeah.
I love the story, though. Maybe Bill and Tom back together, but
Tom, come on.
Allegedly, it wasn't even close to happening.
Tom could still play quarterback. He for sure could still play quarterback.
Maybe.
Brock Bowers is new Gronk. Boom, boom.
Nah.
Raiders playoffs.
So it's interesting because we obviously know Tom Brady is going to be involved in the hiring process for the Raiders. Why the fuck is he there?
Yeah.
And they're saying that him being broadcast in the Lions game is not going to interfere with that. They're going to talk about something. Even if they don't talk about the position itself, you know Tom's smart enough. He's going to ask some questions in terms of, like, preparation and shit and going into the game. Going to keep that in his back pocket for when that time comes to go ahead and interview him.
Yeah, probably just short questions. Oh, hey, how you doing? How would you run this team? Okay, thanks.
Straight to the point.
Okay, thanks. Nah, it'd be something like, who would you draft? Okay. Got it. Write that down. We're good. Something quick like that. Real answer.
So I would have drafted you in the sixth round, Tom.
I do think, though, Ben Johnson to the Cowboys. Never been head coach before. I feel like Jerry would be like, yeah. Be like, you know what? Yeah.
That's my fucking team.
Yeah. I just need you to call offense, you know, whole team, get them behind you, and we'll be good.
These other fucking clowns. Bill Parcells, remember him? He tried to take over my fucking team, my brand. Couldn't let him do it. Jimmy Johnson thought he's bigger than the brand. He won Super Bowls, but did he know who owns his fucking team?
Maybe Ben Johnson.
Bill Belichick. Fuck. I don't know. I can't predict any of this, bro. I could tell you, Aaron Glenn. Well, I did predict. We called it last week. Mike Vrabel, the Patriots. Bang.
The whole world knew that. Everybody knew that.
Could tell you Aaron Glenn, probably Saints head coach. That's what it's looking like.
Really?
Yeah. I agree with that.
And I think Lions are going to be all in this upcoming week because this could be the last time the band's together.
Yeah.
We've seen how detrimental that was to the Eagles last season, losing both their coordinators.
Yep.
And this one might be even worse.
Don, you want to revisit something we were talking about last week?
Sure.
What's your thoughts on linebacker head coach?
On what?
Linebacker head coaches.
You used to be a linebacker, now you're a head coach?
Yeah. I just want you to set the record straight for the commenters because they're mad on the YouTube.
They're mad about linebacker head coaches?
Yeah.
I think
they said, why hate Jerod Mayo when you like Mike Vrabel? He was linebacker too, fool.
I don't want Mike Vrabel as a head coach.
He doesn't like defensive guys.
Well, that's why I just want you to set the record straight for what you believe in.
Yeah, yo, go ahead. Go sign Mike Vrabel, Patriots. You dumbass. You got to just do the same thing. You're just taking one Patriots linebacker and replace him with another Patriots linebacker.
Because, you know, like, if you have an opinion, you have an opinion. So this is what they think. This is how it works. This is what they think. They think if you say one thing, you say a different thing, they're going to pick one thing that one of us said and run with it and be the whole show's narrative. Because of what I was saying, Jerod Mayo stinks, whatever, he's fired.
He does.
Mike Vrabel, another, he's proven head coach, whatever. This he's going to be their next head coach. And then you said, I don't want my head coach being a linebacker.
No.
And then we showed the clip of that. So they took what I said, Mike Vrabel being the next head coach, and what you said, being the whole show's thought, you don't want your linebacker being a head coach.
No, I don't.
So why is that?
Because what does a linebacker know about playing quarterback? I want
he's a quarterback of the defense
that can run an offense and get it going on offense. You know how many defensive teams have won championships lately? Not a lot.
Not a lot.
The Chiefs just win every year. They got the offensive coach and Pat Mahomes over there. What do you?
I don't see it being a bad, like, he
The Rams won. Stafford and McVay. Like, where's the quarterbacks? Where's the defensive coaches?
Belichick doesn't count for anything the last 20 years.
He had Tom Brady, and that was back then. When was the last time the Patriots were in the Super Bowl with Tom Brady? The year is 2025. Tom Brady owns a team now.
He a defensive coach?
Oh.
That guy right there.
Tony Dungy. Yeah, he won a Super Bowl.
He got one out of Peyton Manning in like 30 years.
Chill!
That's like,
oh, Peyton Manning again? Who were the Broncos? Who was there?
Was it Gary Kubiak? It was Gary. Or no, John Fox.
Yeah. Defensive guy?
Oh, yeah. That was a defensive win. That was when Peyton Manning was ass.
Oh, they were both defensive that year.
Yeah. Peyton Manning and the coach?
No, Ron Rivera. Also a defensive coach.
Pete Carroll got the job done with the Seahawks in 2014.
A decade ago.
I don't care what position you play, bro. That's why you got position coaches.
If you know ball, you know ball.
Give me an offensive coach.
Can't get to him.
You know what offensive coaches are good at?
Hold on, you know
what they're good at? Clock management. You know who's not good at that? Sean McDermott.
I think he just pees in his pants sometimes, bro. I hope he grew out of that.
He didn't.
We'll see.
Just wait. It's not going to matter because we're going to be getting clapped up anyways.
Guess who has 10 career catches and 10 career touchdowns?
Who? Dontari Poe?
Mike Vrabel.
Nice. Fire.
Not bad for a linebacker.
10 for 10 is pretty good.
Yeah, he knows offense.
Bro, the way I think about it is, like, sure, he doesn't got to fucking coach the quarterback, in a sense, when it comes to quarterback things. But if you're a young quarterback, you want to get a better perspective of the defense. And I think Mike Vrabel is one of the – I would say the greatest of all time, but he's done a lot.
Hire Bob Sala.
I'd bring him in the defensive coordinator. He's been getting some interviews. Maybe reunion with the Niners. He got an interview there. Give me Mike Vrabel as a leader every fucking time. I don't care.
Yeah, you got to lead men out there, man. Can't do that. Not a good coach. I don't care if you know ball or not.
I have this sick-looking young
quarterback. Dan Campbell was a tight end.
That's offense.
Who cares?
I know. It doesn't matter. Cause he's
hey, Donnie, who's your guy in Miami? What's his name?
Tyreek Hill?
No, the coach.
That's not my guy. Good answer, though.
He knows offense. Can't lead men.
And he stinks.
Not a leader, and you're not a coach.
He's in Miami. What? I'm not the. You asking the wrong guy about gassing up Miami.
I don't know where we're getting here.
I'm just letting you know because he's an offensive guy. That's what I was getting to.
I know what we're getting to is though. It's the postseason, right?
Sean McVay.
This guy.
What about him? Congratulations,
best coach in the league.
Coach Reed, bro.
Two.
No, he's not.
All right. If they three-peat, are you going to give him his crown?
Who?
All of them. All of them.
Bro, if the Bills had Sean McVay at head coach, I don't know. I wouldn't have enough Super Bowls in my fingers.
He only got one for his team.
He had Jared Goff. He's a bum.
They're sitting at number one right now.
Jared Goff and Brock Purdy are the same thing. Sam Darnold, same thing.
No fucking shot.
They're just guys you just plug them in and tell them where to throw it to.
I don't think you tell him where to throw. If he's in his ear going to say, Amon Ross, wide the fuck open. You got to pass it right the fuck now. Oh, yes, coach.
Why do you think Ben Johnson was so sought after? Yeah.
This guy. I don't know what to do, bro.
The grapes are getting to him.
Good anywho, you want to know what's getting to me? Straight cash, homie. You know what time it is. Postseason is different for this segment. So without further ado, it's time to spread the praise. Brother Brent, how do we do Wild Card Weekend? Super Wild Card Weekend. Fuck the NFL for dropping that, honestly. You know that? They stopped saying that. Super.
It ain't super no more.
Yeah, it was only
a lot, blown blown out. So anyways,
it really wasn't.
I don't know why you said we, because it was only just one guy. Worst to first, Yeah, me and Donnie, 3-3, you know.
Gang.
Yeah, nothing
bow,
happened.
Bow, bow. And, yeah, so Tank over here decided to go 5-1.
Yeah. Stepped up. Playoff, Tank.
Come on. And it's all because of the stupid-ass Chargers chargered again.
Listen, I'm like the Kansas City Chiefs. Just let me do what I got to do to get by. Then once the postseason comes, game on.
Oh, yeah, game on.
Superstar shine here, boy.
Superstar.
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 All right, so we got the divisional round. Starting Saturday, 4:30, we got the Houston Texans taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, where the Chiefs are 8.5-point favorites.
Golly. Give me the Texans.
What are you thinking, brother Brad?
As much as I want to take the Texans, I'm going to take the Chiefs.
Texans might just win.
No shot.
As much as I would like for that to happen...
I don't think so. As much as shit you've talked about the Texans, bro, now all of a sudden you're on the wagon?
It's because it's against the Chiefs.
Yo, yes, it is.
That's the only reason.
Yo, it would be so sad if the Bills lose and the Texans win. That would be devastating.
It would be. It would be.
That'd be devastating.
But what if the Texans win?
Yeah.
And the Bills win?
Texans win, and it's going to be the first game. And then we got to watch the Texans waiting for the next team. And then here comes Derrick Henry. Oh, my gosh. If the Texans win and the Bills win, then we just
you didn't hear what I said.
Yeah, well, then we just win by 30 next week, go to Super Bowl. I'll just start playing a Super Bowl party right now.
I got the Chiefs.
Just Kelsey turning
remember what happened last year. I think it's going to be the same story again. The Texans got less weapons now.
Bet of the week has to be whatever Kelsey's catches is.
Can we stop? I hope Rex Ryan didn't say this time. Because last week he said, well, the Chargers basically going to have a bye week against the Texans. And someone else said it on Twitter. Can we stop doing it? Why are we doing it?
The Texans did it to spite Rex Ryan.
Oh, yeah. They're in the locker room smoking cigars. They said, we smoking on that Rex Ryan pack.
That's tough.
We thought they had a bye.
They're smoking cigars for a playoff win?
Give me the Chiefs.
What are they doing, dog?
Trying to set the Raiders culture over there.
This is the team you picked.
I hate them.
I can't wait to get Cody Stoops back on the show soon. You haven't talked to him yet. Are you avoiding him, bro?
Yeah, he's been on here like 2-3 times.
We've had him on twice, and you haven't been on either time.
Get him on next week, and I'll we'll be like, what are you guys just playing for next year now that the season's over?
Oh, my God. Next up, this is the game we'll be doing the watch along for. So if you're bored, just have us on your phone in the background or something. We're gonna do a little watch along for the Commanders and the Detroit Lions at 8:00. We'll probably start 7:30 ish, something like that. We'll figure that out. Just stay posted on socials at Tank Talk _ Pod. Stay up to date with everything.
7:30.
That was good.
Yeah.
We got the Detroit Lions 9.5-point favorites against the Commanders, brother.
Give me the Lions.
I'm Commanders off season. If they pull this one off.
Rex Ryan in it right now. Rex Ryan 2.0 over there.
Oh, I didn't say they had to buy. I'm not doing that. Nah. But give me the Lions 9.5.
I'd love to see the Commanders win.
That would be nuts.
Especially in Detroit, too.
Best quarterback in the game.
It's going to be tough.
If they walk in Detroit and fucking beat them,
they take over their trap.
Everyone had them representing the NFC.
Who had what?
The Lions, I'm saying.
Lions, yeah.
Everyone who?
Just in general.
Okay.
The general consensus was Detroit Lions, NFC champs.
Yeah. This is the week for our Super Bowl picks, yeah?
Their head coach probably has.
Because all of our teams are still in it.
All of our Super Bowl teams are still in it.
Yeah.
I kind of hope I'm wrong.
I hope you're wrong, too. You probably picked the Chiefs.
I did.
Well, we all did besides you, so.
Well, yeah, because come on. I'm taking the Texans this week.
Good luck. All right, Sunday. But no, before we move, I just want to remind you, come hang out with us Saturday, man.
Yeah.
Should be a hell of a time. We haven't done nothing like this before. This is going to be something new for us. A little watch along with the boys watching the game.
Come on.
Come on now.
Yeah, watch along.
Washington.
Sunday, 3:00. We got the Rams taking on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Huh?
Eagles 6-point favorites.
Give me the Rams. Rams are going to win this game. Sean McVay about to run circles around Big Dom and them.
Are you just saying this because they're your Super Bowl pick?
I'm saying it because they're way better.
They haven't let up more than 10 points in like five games
in
a row.
Their defense has been on shit.
I'm going to take the Rams to cover.
Okay.
To cover.
A.J. Brown about to be reading what to do over the summer.
He's about to go 5 catches, 5 touchdowns.
So far, you're picking against all of our, like, friends of the show, Donnie.
He's a hater, man.
Are you going at Logan now, too?
Yeah. Sorry about it. You had a great season with Saquon. You should have let him.
With Sucka Saquon.
Sucka Saquon. That's great. You just called Saquon Sucka Saquon.
Sucka Saquon over here. You should have let him play the last game. Get that record, because what else is he going to play for? Nothing next week. About to be chilling.
I got the Eagles. I got the Eagles covering. No firing shot, all cylinders, bro.
They fired on like 3 cylinders last week. You watched that game against the Packers?
Yeah, they
didn't look that good.
They're all right.
The Packers are just worse.
Philly fans do suck, though. Have you seen these videos?
They keep it real.
That's bad. There's a Packers lady that was there. She wasn't even saying nothing. Granted, we don't know what she said before the camera was rolling, but on the video, she was chilling.
Okay.
Get the fuck out of town. Blah, 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 blah.
Get to packing. And go back to Green Bay, pal.
Basically.
Yeah. Don't take no subs with you.
6:30. We're going to have boots on the ground.
Ground.
Probably game of the year.
This is Super Bowl right here.
This is basically the Super Bowl.
Best two teams in the league, if you ask me.
Who knows what the hell Tony Romo was going to say during this one.
He's just going to be making noises.
Maybe he'll say something like this.
You know, they pick up the extra yardage. Hamlin can't believe it.
Can't tell if that's the real one or like, what? I had it. I swear. I promise.
Who knows what the hell is going to come out of Tony Romo's mouth, but.
Tony.
Ravens. 1-point favorites. The line opened up with the Bills 1.5-point favorites. The line has flipped. Now the Ravens are 1-point favorites walking into Buffalo this weekend. What's up?
Give me the Ravens.
I don't know, Jim. I'm feeling Buffalo at home as underdogs. I don't know.
Okay, so we got two different answers there. What's our thought process? What's going on? Derrick Henry's going to be too much for him, Donnie, or Brother Brent? Not enough.
No, just go Bills. I just believe in the Bills.
I watched Derrick Henry smoke the Bills over and over every time he plays them.
Our defensive players weren't there. We're going to be healthy. We're good.
We better be. This is a perfect setup, though, for Tyler Bass and Sean McDermott.
Oh.
They're going to go out there.
They got Justin Tucker. I'm good.
Yeah, but
do you think the convo start again? If
no, I'm saying it's perfect because the Ravens can just go out there. They're so good that I think. I don't know, maybe win like 31-17, and then there ain't even nothing to worry about. That Sean McDermott's got to even worry.
The thing with the Bills, you're either going to smoke them and win, or you're going to get smoked.
Usually.
I mean, just going off this season.
Well, they play they always play the Chiefs in close games. Ravens kind of feel like the same kind of legitness of a team.
I think whoever wins this one, I think is going to the Super Bowl.
I think so.
That's what I'm feeling right now. But at the same time, I'm not gonna listen. The Chiefs will be the Chiefs until I see that. But my gut feeling is, whoever wins out of the Ravens and Bills is going to the Super Bowl.
Will win the Super Bowl.
I won't go that far. I know they'll be playing in the game. That's my gut feeling. So, ladies and gentlemen, is there a little bias in here? Maybe. Because I kind of want to go down there.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But I just don't see the Ravens doing it again. You would assume McDermott and the boys would have a better game plan going in this one, like what you were saying, Brother Brent, with all their guys back.
Yeah. Just cover Derrick Henry.
Easier said than done. But
yeah, look at Josh Norman, bro.
If there was a matchup as a Bills fan, you'd be concerned about fucking 100% this one.
Him. Just you know, if Lamar runs, sure. If Derrick Henry runs, just get 3 guys on him.
I think the Bills get it. Cover the spread and win.
You see what Harbaugh said about Buffalo?
I don't know if that was horrible. That was the media reporter fucking getting a little crazy there.
It was a media.
What did you see?
What did you see?
Someone said that he called Buffalo Loser Town or something like that.
Yeah, I don't think Harbaugh said I think he shut it down.
Is this another AI situation?
I can pull it up. Maybe. No, I can pull it up real quick. I know I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't watch the full clip.
Me neither.
Well, that's what I did with the Mike Tomlin clip.
My sources said that it was mostly
It says Ravens reporter, yeah. All right. Okay.
John Harbaugh Bills. I'm sure this could be an easy find. Easier said than done, though.
Donnie just said he found it in 2 seconds.
Yeah, I found it in 2 seconds. There's a reporter, but.
Can you play it?
Oh.
He's trying to look up the actual reporter.
No, I was just looking up. I was then looking at to see if the Harbaugh brothers are twins. I was looking at, is John Harbaugh Catholic? Apparently, is a question that comes up.
Is he?
He's a Roman Catholic, apparently. Are they twins? They said they are brothers, but they don't indicate that they're twins.
Well,
one is 61 and the other one is 62, so I don't think they're twins.
Okay, it's not popping up. But maybe nonetheless, I believe that was just a Ravens reporter trying to get a little crazy on him.
Let me ask you, did you went to Google or Twitter?
Twitter.
Okay. Because that's where I probably would have went.
I just seen it the other day. But nonetheless, yeah, I mean,
I got it. But
just for that conversation alone, this is what the Ravens fans are going to say in our comments.
They're mad.
This right here.
Yeah. Hey, well, they ain't going to be saying that no more when we're. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I got bad vibes for this one.
Good luck with your picks.
I'd rather play the Chiefs, though.
You can. To get this one. At some point, you're going to run into them.
Maybe not.
No, I'm saying the Ravens.
Might be another home. The Ravens, yeah.
You knew at some point you were going to have to run into them.
Bills win. There might be another
I don't see them dropping
home game next week for us go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, if the Texans win, the Bills win?
When the Texans win.
And I don't believe the Bills win.
This is what we're doing. This is what we're doing.
Kelce says he's feeling 22 again.
There's just as good a chance that the Texans beat the Chiefs as there is that the Bills beat the Ravens.
That's not what the odds say.
That's a lie.
That's what I say.
We'll find out next week if Donnie knows ball.
Oh, did we? I feel like we had a new segment idea for you. What was it?
For me?
Probably get crazy and do something crazy.
This is the Welch's ghost, bro. That's what's crazy.
Not a good sign.
Speaking of crazy, though, people on YouTube are calling us dick riders talking about LeAngelo Ball last week and the Tweaker song being the hottest song in the world. Well, guess what?
It is.
$12 million.
LeAngelo Ball has signed a deal with Def Jam. Mm-hmm.
What?
And Universal Music Group, a representative from his label, Born to Ball Music Group, said. So the sources said the deal is worth as much as $13 million. And gives Ball full ownership of his music, according to Sham Sharania. And I think he got booked for what's it called, Rolling Loud.
Yeah. He's got to perform that song.
I mean, who's dick riding us or these fucking labels? he's getting paid 13 mils for the one song.
As long as they don't start a campaign that tries to get him out of here and call him a PDF
file.
Yeah. And try to blast the numbers through the roof on that and make everything look like a scam.
I don't know what you're trying to allude to, but yeah.
Rent free, bro.
Always in his head.
That's all I'm saying. Curry did not keep the family away this weekend.
He dapped him up.
Yep.
And then Drake's told the fucking Raptors worker, see that kid that's about to shoot at the halftime show? Make him take that fucking jersey off. Give him a Raptors shirt. Hey, Chris, yeah. What's up, my guy?
Yeah.
So I was talking about this on the. I just want to throw that LeAngelo Ball, the Jello Ball out there, man.
Just
had to let that be known. But also, I brought this up on the. If you guys didn't check it out, David Adams, The Chase, I'm on there. Well, now I'm on there 3 times a week. I was on there every Friday, I'm on there more often. But the other day, I was saying this. You guys are in the. Was this fucking boring to you?
Talk about football and get it over with. I mean, that's what the show is.
You said,
oh my God.
I want a beer. Just say that.
That was crazy.
Everyone's been going at me today, bro. What did I do to everybody else today?
You know what? It's the weather.
What the fuck?
Everybody woke up and said, damn, it's snowing again.
Damn, fuck thing.
Yeah.
What did they fuck me for? That's crazy.
Did we pick all the games?
That was it. Donnie, this is it.
It's only four.
Yeah. It's the end of the year, bro. Yeah.
Dang.
Hey, it's good. Not too long from now. There's only seven
games left.
Yeah. This is it.
We only got two more weeks of this.
Three.
You better watch the National Championship game Monday, bro. Because
I'm not watching that.
You got to.
I'll be staring at one wide receiver probably.
I was just okay. My pick earlier is Beyonce because I just got a text. It's Beyonce or you're not allowed to come home. Sorry about it. So my answer is Beyonce. I gotta go home, bro. I gotta.
Dang.
You know.
But anyways, what I'm trying to get to here.
Still choosing Rihanna.
I mentioned this on the Chase the other day.
Kiss it, baby.
Are you guys into conspiracy theories? Because I think this one should be talked about more.
Are we talking about like Sean McDermott conspiracy theories?
Well, me and you think the same, so yeah.
Are you talking about
or similar? I should say.
Are you talking about them saying that the fires in California were started by terrorists?
No, but someone mentioned that at work today, and that is crazy.
Okay, not the terrorists, but
dressed up as homeless people.
But I saw with that there was a movement in 2028. They're trying to make a smart city in LA, so that's why they started the
smart city. What are you calling the rest of us fucking dumb?
Like all cameras.
I don't know what that means, but probably.
Ooh, like Black Mirror.
See, like these people don't watch shows, they don't watch movies, like they're building all these robots.
Yeah.
They never seen iRobot.
How you never seen iRobot, bro?
Elon must have not seen that movie.
No. But okay.
The robots were all
you guys are close, people. But you're wrong.
The robots were people. They weren't real robots. They were people in robot costumes.
Okay. Go ahead. He's going off the rails.
Nonetheless, I think you know how we think that Anthony Edwards got some connection with Michael Jordan, same thing with Jimmy Butler?
Yes.
Yes. I think LeBron got some answer in the do, y'all.
Holy shit.
LeBron's got some answer in the do here.
Wait. I see it.
Uh-huh. And what Drake been saying?
Will Anderson and Bronny Jr. are damn near twins.
His beer is just a little more full. That's it.
Yeah. I see it.
That's crazy.
And what is Drake be saying? Houston, Atlanta, Vegas?
What?
Drake be saying Houston, Atlanta, Vegas? Houston?
Yeah.
And he be saying if UMG was trying to get him, it would be like Nike trying to blackmail LeBron into cheating on his wife. That's all I'm saying.
What?
I'm following you, but I'm not. I don't know.
Yeah.
Drake has actively been saying, I can tarnish your reputation and tell everyone about how you cheated on your wife all these too many times.
Oh, yeah. I did see that. Yeah.
And now look. His son is in the NFL.
But don't. Doesn't Will Anderson Sr. like, where does he fall into this?
Sorry.
We got to hear from him.
Bad news.
I'd never seen it until that picture.
Is he the first Bronny Jr.? They Will just Anderson? Changed his name to
Will.
Generic.
Will Anderson is pretty generic of a name.
Super generic name. It's randomizer name right there. Most
boring thing. Don't you dare name that son LeBron.
They're going to know. They're going to know. I don't know, bro. I'm just saying. I see that pop up on Twitter the other day. I don't know. LeBron might have some answering to do.
Will Anderson Jr. is from.
Don't say Florida.
Why would I been in Florida? Oh, Miami.
Miami days. Don't say Florida.
Mm. Was born in Hampton, Georgia.
Okay.
So it looks like on September
that's just a state away.
2nd, 2001.
I don't think I like those ads.
Let's see. Hampton, Georgia.
Does LeBron have something to do
with Miami?
Well, no, 2001, that would have been in Cleveland.
2001, the
high school
wasn't drafted.
He's in high school.
He was in high
school. He was what, 16th? 17th?
Or maybe LeBron don't have any answers.
Looks like he cleared this. He just got away
with it. All right, LeBron, you cleared this one. You cleared this one. Yeah, LeBron cleared this one for sure.
Maybe they just cloned him.
Could be a good move by Nike.
When he was 17?
Yeah, he was in high school. 16? Hooping. They said, oh, he's a genetic freak. We need another one.
We need another one.
Yeah. More athletes in the world.
More LeBrons.
Okay. Yeah.
There might be more LeBrons, but allegedly there may not be any more TikToks. This could be the last week of TikToks, so I just want to have a memorial service for it. We clap it. Yeah.
The world don't need TikTok, bro. Nobody needs TikTok. We don't need people on their phone looking at 30-second videos over and over.
The world needs TikTok.
The world does not need TikTok. We need Google, for sure,
yep.
And Twitter.
And YouTube.
And TV, but we don't need TikTok.
We need TikTok.
YouTube on free.
TikTok podcast loves TikTok. We've been cooking on there.
Why not Instagram Reels? It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Instagram's been sucking, bro.
Okay. We don't need that either, then.
You know,
let's get off the grid.
This guy doesn't like. He don't watch football. He don't watch defense football.
I watch offense
on a football podcast.
Vlad McConkey
says, "Fuck social media." Is on a podcast that
on social media
is,
heavy
is relying on social media.
What else you got?
Make it make sense.
What else you got to say?
It's been a good year for the Bills this year.
That's the show. That's it. Cut it.
RP TikTok, maybe. I mean, we've been through this a couple times.
I'm down. Get rid of it.
Keep it.
Why? What do we need TikTok for?
It's the advancements of social media.
No, it's not an advancement. It's a decline.
Boom! Boom! Boom!
You get rid of them, though.
Sorry, yeah, your brother passed away. We're going to give you 5 boom.
That's why we need to get rid of him.
That's crazy.
That's
I
why.
Saw that.
Booms is good. It would have been fucked up if we would have given 5 dooms. You know what I mean?
He already had 1 big doom.
And that was it. That was it.
No more.
Yo. Jeez. We don't need TikTok. Get it out of
here.
Well,
no, speaking of TikTok, I don't know if you heard me mention it to Maranto earlier before he left. So, allegedly, I wish Anthony was here to speak on it. He was at a restaurant the other night, and in passing, he held the door open for this lady, vice versa, whatever. And the lady stops and goes, "Hey, wait, I know you're from TikTok." And he goes, "Yep." And then he kept walking.
What? That's it.
Just saying yep and keeping it going is crazy. Yep.
I just want to know what video she's seen.
Yes, and like where did he hit her algorithm?
Like what?
Yep, and kept it moving is crazy.
Knowing like our numbers, like analytics behind the scenes, male all the way up here, female is like right here.
Anthony's in the female audience.
Hit the 3%.
Is it just like local TikTok?
I don't know.
Like just got on it just because we're in the Buffalo
we
area?
We need TikTok, Donnie. We need it to stay.
We don't need it.
We need it to stay.
We definitely need it to stay.
Quit hating, Donnie. You're big on TikTok too, bro.
Bro, I don't even be on there.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you are.
That's the craziest part. Oh, you're on there. They know
you're on there all the time.
Do people see what they need to see?
Because of you.
Bro.
And if you're wondering where you can find us on TikTok, all social media platforms, you can follow us at TikTok_pod. Stay up to date with everything with the podcast, TikTokPodcast.com.
Do it today, or else otherwise you ain't going to never get it, apparently.
So I'm going to go home.
Run the numbers up real quick. Binge.
I'm going to go home. I'm going to grind it out, and I'm going to post every single clip I was going to post this week all tonight.
Okay. Boom. Let's do it.
Game over.
So with that being said, TikTok might be dead, but the show lives forever. We are not going anywhere because we know TikTok will probably still be here.
Might go to Hampton, Georgia.
For
investigate Will Anderson's
No, we figured it out. I mean,
we investigation's over.
You said it yourself. You cleared. He's good. Nah, you can't go back. You can't go back. So if you made it this far, shout out y'all. Make sure you tune in to the YouTube Tank Talk podcast on YouTube. Watch along for the Commanders Lions game this Saturday around 7, 8-ish, whatever. Just follow us, subscribe, and all that jazz. We will see you Saturday. If not, we'll see you next Monday.
It's boom, Tuesday. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, it's on Tuesday. Boom.